This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are in the middle of a busy, busy time here in the entertainment capital of the world, Hollywood, that is. It's pilot season, that time of year when broadcast networks start actually spending money to help them figure out what we are going to see on TV next fall. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here to make me smart. Hey.
Hey, Kai.
All right. For the somewhat uninformed among us, like me, exactly how does pilot season work?
All right, we're talking about the broadcast networks here, but roughly in the fall, a bunch of writers come in and pitch them ideas. They listen to all those pitches. They pick a bunch of ideas. They hire the writers to go write those scripts. The scripts come in right around Christmas time. The networks then sit down and they read and read and read. They offer notes. They go back and forth with the writers. And then they pick which of those scripts they're actually going to shoot pilots of, which are sort of the test run for the fall season. So from those pilots, we're going to get next year's television shows. Yeah.
How many pilots do they shoot? What's the math?
It depends completely on the hole the network's trying to fill. So Fox is looking at a world without American Idol. It's buying a lot of pilots this year because it's got to fill that time. ABC has also picked up a lot of shows, comedies and dramas, to try to fill holes. NBC has fewer holes, so it buys fewer pilots. But these are really big bets these networks are making. Film LA estimates that the average comedy pilot costs about $2 million to shoot, and a drama pilot's more in the neighborhood of $6 to $9 million for one show. Yeah. So they're investing a lot of money in these picks they're making right now.
So what are they picking? Because I didn't know they were that
expensive. It's a lot of money.
Wow. So seriously, what are they picking?
Well, so look, they've got to come up with something that is going to please advertisers and appeal to a wide group of people, but also something we're going to want to watch in this super competitive landscape. So they think time travel is an answer.
Seriously?
There are a couple of time travel shows out there, but the networks are also trying to find the next big soapy drama like Empire. I mean, Empire's been so successful for Fox. Everyone's looking for that. You've got the big names, the names you know, and then just the bread and butter, the procedurals and those family comedies. Because who doesn't love a good family comedy?
Then what happens? So they've picked all these things, and I guess they're going to screen the pilots, or what do they do?
So now they got to shoot them. It is scramble time, sort of across Hollywood right now, because they've got to cast these pilots. They've got to get all the crew that's going to go behind the scenes. So they've got to come up with the cameramen, the editors, the locations. I mean, the people who are going to feed these.
The craft services people.
Yeah. So they've got to get all of that done in a short period of time. Then they look at these pilots. Then they start making those decisions about what's actually going to be in their lineup for the fall and what's going in the dustbin.
Couple of quick follow-ups. They do sometimes skip pilots and go straight to full series pickups, right?
Yeah, so that's interesting. And that's happening more and more often right now because the television landscape is so competitive.
Right.
So if you've got an idea or a person that you really believe in, more and more often you're seeing these networks just say, we're going straight to series because we trust this. And if we don't do it, somebody else is going to.
Right. This whole idea, following on to Netflix and Amazon and binge watching and all that, this whole idea of television seasons with the networks, when are they going to get over that, right?
I would say the networks are experimenting with that. They've dipped their toes into the water, but it's such a different model for them that they've really got to figure out how and if it could work. And it's not clear that it has.
Adrian Hill on the Entertainment Desk. Thanks.
Thank you.